purple people, or what are they? Do they have any rights at all, again, for their traditional way of life, their ceremonies? Are they always going to be lawbreakers like us? To hold a stance right here, to have these feathers. We're breaking the law. Because we're not Indians. Well, how is that like? How does the government set that up for people that they have been put upon all this time? That they can't allow us to exist? Like, oh, we didn't exterminate them all when we had that policy. Now we're, and we didn't assimilate them all when we had our boarding schools and stole their children. That now we're just going to ignore them. We're going to ignore their existence, and that way, you know, we silently cut them off from any right to be Indian, to access their traditions, to gather their medicines, to do their dances, to carry on their way of life. I don't understand that kind of government treatment when, you know, United States and other countries fighting for people's human rights. You know, when they already did to us what they're doing to other people in other countries. You know, I look at some of the South American Indian women, and they're talking about how the governments are making them all speak Spanish, that they're being punished for speaking their languages. And it's like, that rings a bell so true here, that they made it, you know, Indian kids could not speak their language. They could not practice their traditions. They cut their hair. They tried to make them into people that they were not. And now, it's like, we're the advanced group that one day is going to be happening to all of the people in South America. They're going to be speaking Spanish. They're not going to remember their languages. You know, I talked to Nahuatl people who, their younger generations don't know how to speak Nahuatl anymore because now they're Spanish speakers. But it's happening over and over. You know, that's the issue here. You know, we're a developed country, they say. And so we're not eligible for a lot of the help that's out there to help indigenous people, indigenous women's rights, because we're from a developed country. So we have a long way to go, you know, in this developed world to allow us to continue to do these dances, to sing, to collect our herbs, to have our regalia. You know, they canceled the eagle permit. After 26 years of having an eagle permit, they came back after the lawsuit and said, oh, we made a mistake. No more eagle permit for you guys. You can keep the eagle feathers that we gave you over the years, but we're not going to give you any more based on this permit. No violation of the permit. No consultation about what that means or how that happened. Just no more. Just like they said, California Indians, we're only going to count 38,000 of them. The rest of the 300,000 don't exist. They're not Indians anymore because we said they're not. So stop acting like Indians. You know? But, you know, what? I'm following Grams, and Grams has said, you know, this is our way of life. This is what we do. This is how we go about it. This is where we go to pray. These are our relations, our connections to Mother Earth. When we go and we sing at the spring, it's good for all the water in the world. Oh. Come on. Got a mosquito. A big mosquito on the lake. So, I want you all to think about that, pray about that. We'll be putting the tackle in the fire for that. And we're going to do the best we can.
Hope.
Okay? Hope.